B-Pod Studios.
Chinese esports organization Newbee has been accused of stealing over $100,000 of prize money from its Fortnite World Cup players. The San Francisco Shock signed the first Japanese player in the entire history of the Overwatch League, and the Nintendo Mini Direct earlier this week now sits at almost 70,000 dislikes because Nintendo fans just love disappointing themselves. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Salutations, and welcome back to Checkpoint XP's show, all about the latest news in esports and video games. We post new videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and would love to hang out with you more often. You know how we make that happen? By making sure to hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications so that you can get a heads up whenever we drop new content, which is almost every single day. Now, let's jump straight into the news. Newbee accused of stealing $100,000 from Fortnite World Cup players. The Fortnite World Cup took place over a year ago in 2019, and one of the biggest promises of the event was that anybody who even just qualified for the tournament would be receiving $50,000 each. However, it's now being reported that any player who qualified for the tournament while a part of the Chinese organization, Newbee, has not seen a single dollar of prize money, and in some cases have been missing six-figure paydays that the esports organization just refuses to pay out. The news is being brought to light by Rydax, a coach in the EU and Asia region. When he finally went full bore on the org over Twitter yesterday evening, he started his blowout of Newbee by reminding the world that the organization had already been accused of match fixing in Dota 2, which is what led to that team being disbanded in the first place. He then goes on to say that Newbee trapped their players in contracts and stole all of the prize money since the Fortnite World Cup, which is obviously a huge problem. His follow-up tweet brings a really good point. This also explains the whole why did two World Cup qualifiers quit the game immediately situation. I wouldn't play if I had just had $50,000 stolen from me. Reminder, these are literal teenagers. And he's right. They're kids. How are you going to steal almost $100,000 from people that haven't even been old enough to go to college yet? Rydax went on to release screenshots of conversations with players accusing the org of stiffing them and admitting that because the org has government ties, they can't even sue to attempt to get the money back. And he eventually crowned Newbee the organization that scammed players the most out of any organization in Fortnite worldwide. Competitive Fortnite as a scene already just gives me gross vibes. Just because, as Rydax pointed out, the majority of the pros are teenagers, and the organizations that take advantage of these kids are just as evil and corrupt as they come. Now, not all are bad, but there just seems to be a steady series of news stories on Fortnite players, either themselves being the most toxic of all pros out there, or the organizations that encourage the toxic behavior and then horribly mistreat their players because they take advantage of actual kids. Newbee was at one time considered a top-tier organization, thanks to a frequent attendance at the annual Dota 2 tournament, the International, and even won it in 2014. However, with a stain like this on their record, if it does get corroborated and turn out to be totally true, should hopefully make it so that they are no longer seen in a positive light anywhere in the esports world. San Francisco Shock signs first Japanese player in the history of Overwatch League. As an almost 5-year-old esport, most of Overwatch history has seen players from very specific regions take the spotlight, namely those hailing from countries like South Korea or the United States, with some European representation sprinkled throughout, with France, Sweden, and Finland as the biggest standouts. However, there seems to have been a glaring hole in that list, only recently being rectified thanks to the San Francisco Shock signing Taiyo, the first Japanese player in the Overwatch League's history. The DPS player has a long history with the game, having played across multiple regions of Contenders, the OWL Farm League system, and even appeared as a Team Japan member for the World Cup 3 different times. Since Taiyo is known for a nasty Genji, the current meta seems to be primed to bring in a hack and slash master like himself to help the 2019 championship team all that more likely to repeat. The Shock take on the Florida Mayhem next on July 24th, which is most likely where you can catch his debut with his new team. Why do Nintendo fans love setting themselves up for disappointment? When Nintendo surprised everyone with the announcement of a Direct Mini mere hours before it premiered, every rational-thinking gaming fan would probably assume it probably wasn't going to be filled with heavy hitters, especially since the Japanese company explicitly stated it was a showcase focusing on third-party titles and, most importantly, previously announced Nintendo Switch games. Psych! Gosh dang it, Nintendo fans, and that includes myself! Why do you consistently love getting upset at things that weren't promised? The Direct was obviously not going to be a marquee tentpole event. The hope that so many Nintendo fans are clinging to at the moment is that without an impactful Direct in months and no hope for specific upcoming games throughout the rest of the calendar year, our little Nintendo hearts are desperate for a new Zelda, Mario, or even a Metroid title announcement. But when that didn't happen, the jilted Nintendo fans came for blood. It was because most of the fans speculated that the plushies behind CEO Tsunekazu Ishihara hinted at a Let's Go Johto remake was in the works. Wrong, nerds. And then they got upset. And that brings us to the 8-minute presentation, for Western markets at least, that dropped on Monday. It wasn't mind-blowing, I didn't love it, but the fact that the latest Direct now sits at almost 70,000 dislikes on YouTube because a new Breath of the Wild 2 wasn't announced is wild. Yes, the Switch has had a dominating comeback after the disgrace that was the Wii U, between Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, Smash Bros. Ultimate, Pokemon Let's Go, Luigi's Mansion 3, Super Mario Maker 2, Animal Crossing New Horizons, and now, nothing. It's understandable to be disappointed that there is no current destination for the hype train. But Nintendo fanboys, you've got to get yourselves in check. You guys look a little crazy out here. That's it for the news today. If you have a news story you want us to cover on The Breakdown, hit us up on Twitter at CheckpointXP. My name's Weirdbeard, and I've got to say, if Hayden Christensen keeps teasing that he is going to be in this new Obi-Wan Disney Plus show, I'm sold.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.